My excited, I mean, it's just another game, really. You know, I mean, we have 7 wins right now. You know, after Thanksgiving, it's championship football. Everybody needs wins. You know, everybody's trying to get in position to have a chance at a Super Bowl run. So this is, you know, I mean, it's a huge game for me personally, you know, but a huge game for the team. You know, just trying to get to that 8th win. So, you know, I'm not really worried about, you know, anything else, man. I'm just trying to stay focused and live in the moment and figure out how we can get in the break.
But it's, I mean, spent 9 years there. It's kind of hard. I mean, especially when you walk on that field for the first time. Side, I mean, you'll have some.
I mean, I don't know how I'm going to feel. You know, I'm looking forward to the game. You know, I mean, I definitely had a great time while I was in Arizona. You know, 9 years of experienced success. You know, failures. You know, but just a lot of lessons learned. A lot of good people, made a lot of friends. You know, so it's going to be fun. You know, being in a stadium, just, you know, the environment again. But at the end of the day, you know, it's just you know, I'm trying to make it just another game.
In your show, Uninterrupted, that you did about the free agent process, you talked about giving Arizona a chance. I think you did give them a chance to kind of come back and match. You thought about going back, right? They just couldn't match it.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, in this game, you know, it's always cool if you can play, you know, in one place your whole career. You know, there's like a different kind of prestige that comes with that. You know, but then it wasn't the way it worked out, and everything happens for a reason. You know, I really like where I'm at right now. You know, good things are going, you know, and trying to figure out how we can get to 8th win. That's all that really matters to me right now.
Well, that's my follow-up. I mean, it was a tough decision for you between the Jags and Denver at the end. Obviously, this has been more than you could have hoped for. But today, Doug said that you've outperformed his expectations. Has Jacksonville, has the Jaguars done that for you?
I will say I thought we had a chance to be, you know, what we are, you know, and I was hoping, very hopeful, you know, and I made my decision because I feel like, you know, this is what we could be, you know, what we could be, you know, so I'm feeling really good about it because, you know, I mean, the potential has always been here, you know, and so, you know, I'm really glad that things are coming out the way that, you know, I thought it could.
What kind of reception do you think you're going to get
there? I have no idea, you know, I mean, either way it goes, though, I'm going to be ready for it, you know. When you're, you know, in the heat of the moment, you know, and playing a football game, you know, I mean, the crowd, you feed off of it, you know, and that's a great environment to play football in. You know, having played 9 years in that stadium, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, the crowd gets intense, you know, the noise is loud, you know, but when you're playing, you know, on defense and across, you know, usually quiet. So, you know, I'm used to working on the away games, you know, with the crowd being quiet. So, you know, I'm going to go out and go to work and hopefully make a few plays.